Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, it's Hump Day's edition of the new show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yep, it's November 12th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Now, you might remember last week we mentioned about Amazon Prime members being able to have unlimited photo storage. Unfortunately, that only applied to Prime members in the U.S. Well, good news, U.K. listeners. Today, Amazon has announced it's extending its Prime subscription perks to the U.K. The company today saw it to be fit to open the service to the Brits, allowing you to upload your entire photo library in full resolution too, which is great. Amazon's unlimited photo storage will allow you to upload it three different ways, including via the web, via using its iOS or Android apps, or by downloading its dedicated PC app. By the way, it's just PC right now. There is a Mac app supposedly on the way. So UK Prime members, go have some upload fun today. iOS users, listen up. Security researchers have warned of a security hole in Apple's iOS devices that could allow attacks to replace legitimate apps with booby-trapped ones. It's an exploit that could expose passwords, emails, or other sensitive user data. It targets legitimate apps already installed on the targeted phone with a malicious one created by the adversary. And from there, the attacker can use the malicious app to access sent emails, login credential tokens, or other data that belong to the legitimate app. The attack works by presenting a targeted phone with some sort of digital certificate large businesses use to install custom apps on employees' phones and iPads. The attack, however, cannot target iOS pre-installed apps such as Mobile Safari or Apple Mail. Users who encounter dialog boxes from third-party websites asking for permission to update existing apps or install new ones should be very suspicious. And a lot of those times, those apps are free, aren't they? Yeah, you get what you pay for. At one point, we all thought we were going to fly the AT&T-friendly Wi-Fi skies. AT&T did announce way back in April its intentions to partner with Honeywell and deliver in-flight Wi-Fi connectivity to passengers using its 4G LTE network. Well, that ain't gonna happen now. AT&T said it will instead focus on expanding its network on the ground. In a statement from AT&T, as AT&T explores opportunities for future growth, we are now concentrating on international presence. And after a thorough view of our investment portfolio, the company decided to no longer pursue entry into the in-flight connectivity industry. So why all of a sudden just say, nah, we're no longer interested? Maybe it has something to do with spending $50 billion to get DirecTV. There's an idea. Folks over in the U.S., you remember that little idea about internet sales tax? Yeah, yeah, we all kind of hated that, didn't we? Yeah, it was a little bill that was going to allow states to collect sales tax on internet sales. But it's not going to pass before year end because of opposition from Speaker of the House John Boehner. Backers of the internet sales tax could resurrect the legislation next year, although a new bill would have to be formed before they start that process in Congress again. Now, this isn't the first time the bill's been dead in the water. This thing keeps going back all the way to 1998, if you can believe that. And let's be frank about it. It really shows Washington's greed at its worst. Linux Live USB Creator 2.90 is now out, so you can get your Linux freak on with any distro that you can imagine. Yes, the one-stop distro download and live USB key builder has support for the latest distributions of CentOS 7.0, Ubuntu 14.10, and so many more. The new build is better at handling USB key problems. It now retries format and boot sector write operations 5 times instead of 1. The program also makes smarter choices when creating virtual machines. The new update also features plenty of smaller tweaks and bug fixes. So if you're ready to head to that Linux buffet, get on downloading Linux Live USB Creator 2.90 right now. Chromecast. One of the things that's kind of been lacking is games. But your Chromecast is about to get a little bit more like the Amazon Fire TV. A bunch of family-friendly games is coming to the device. The games are coming in a form of a bunch of new apps you can control from your phone or tablet. They already include a bunch of titles that you already know, like Wheel of Fortune, Monopoly Dash, Connect Four Quads, and others. And if you're not so much of a gamer and you don't really care, well, guess what? Chromecast is also getting Showtime Anywhere and Starz apps also. Oh, our little Chromecast is growing up, becoming more than just the little dongle that could, but the dongle that it can be. And finally, winter is upon us in most areas of the world, except for in Australia. You guys are enjoying summer. Good for you. The rest of us are trying to look for ways to stay warm. Well, the Germans have got an idea. How about heating your home from the cloud?
I say, what?
German firm Cloud and Heat, for a flat installation fee, will install a rack of servers in your office with its own power and internet connection. Cloud and Heat then pays the bills, and you get to keep the heat. Now, as well as heat customers, the firm is also looking for cloud customers as well. And the company is guaranteeing that the data is encrypted and held within Germany at any one of its heat customers' premises. Somebody is saying, yeah, okay, good idea. It's always good to reuse things, good to reuse energy. But come summertime, I'm going to be saying, how the hell do I turn this thing off? If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Follow us on the website, too, at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Now, we'll be back tomorrow to get you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, hope you have a great Wednesday. And thank you very much for listening.